Hi kids, this is Pastor Chad. I'm preaching to the adults right now, but we wanted to share with you as well. So listen to the story and do the activities in the packet we gave you, and you'll learn just as much as the adults.
Joshua was a man whom God had blessed with many victories in war. Now God brought Joshua and his Israelite army to the large walls of Jericho, and they kept anyone from leaving or entering the city. The Lord God then spoke unto Joshua.
Joshua, it's God. Do you see this city before you, the city of Jericho? I have delivered this city unto you and your army. Its king and all its fighting men tremble in fear. They are yours. Now for the city to truly fall into your hands, you must listen to my instructions.
Joshua then spoke.
Hey, Lord, hey, listen, I'll listen, instruct, and I will follow, you know?
So the Lord said,
since 7 is my favorite number, I have something really cool I want to do. First, get 7 priests to carry trumpets made out of ram's horns. Do this in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Have the priests and your army march around the city one time for 6 days straight. Then, on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times while the 7 priests blow on their 7 horns. Then, when the priests give 1 long blow on the horns, have your whole army shout, and then the strong, tall walls of Jericho will crumble before the power of a living God.
So Joshua, son of Nun, called 7 priests to himself. He instructed the priests according to what God had said, and then he spoke unto his army.
Hey, guys, take up your weapons and march with me, eh? March around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord, you know what I'm saying, eh?
Joshua said. Then someone in the back said,
So we're just gonna march around the wall? We're not gonna hit or anything? We're just gonna shout and, it's just gonna fall?
Hey, be strong and courageous, you know what I'm saying? God desires obedience, you know what I mean? And it will be our obedience to God that'll cause the stone to fall from stone. For God will bring his mighty hand against the wall and it will crumble, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I can't hit it just once or nothing?
Hey, no, just let God do it, you know what I'm saying?
And so it was that the Israelite army and the priests marched around the walls of Jericho one time for 6 days straight. Then, upon the 7th day, the 7 priests raised their 7 horns to the sky and blew. As they and the army marched around the city 7 times. Then, from the horns of the priests came a loud and long blast. And like thunder and lightning, the Israelite army filled the air with their mighty shouts. Then, there was a rumble, quiet at first, and then the wall began to shake. The wall began to crumble. Joshua's voice could be heard above the rest.
Hey, shout for me, huh? Shout! The Lord has given us this city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in the house shall be spared, if you know what I'm saying. Because she hid the spies we sent. Do not take any treasure for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because this city is the Lord's.
The Israelite army then charged into the city, for the wall was no more. They took Rahab and her family and brought her outside the city.
Oh, thank you. thank you, thank you. The Lord our God is a good God. He has spared me for my obedience to him. I love you, Lord.
Rahab said. Then the army burned the whole city to the ground, for its wickedness pained the Lord, and all its sin had led to its destruction. And then Joshua looked out over the city and stated, Hey, cursed is the man who seeks to rebuild this city, you know what I'm saying? Let no man bring back up what God has brought down. And so it was that Joshua's name grew famous over the land, for the mightiest walls could not withstand the power of God. Without weapons at all, God merely spoke, and the walls of the mighty Jericho fell. For God is a God of power, who makes even the weak strong and courageous. This presentation has been brought to you by Creekside Bible Church.